Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And also joining us in studio is Thad Schunkweiler. He is an assistant professor in the Department of Health Science here at Minnesota State University, Mankato, and he deals primarily with drug and alcohol education. So last week we talked about how methamphetamines were still kind of the big problem in rural Minnesota in terms of drug addiction and abuse. And Thad, you were mentioning that we have a shortage of counselors who deal with chemical abuse and dependency issues in rural Minnesota. It's particularly acute in rural Minnesota. And you were mentioning that there might be some sort of incentives that the state could have that you're advocating for that would actually improve that situation.
There are several programs that we could model after. The state of Minnesota has programs to incentivize medical providers, dentists, nurses to work in outstate in rural Minnesota, but one of the professions that's excluded from that list are substance use providers. And so one practical solution that I advocated for was, why not open that program to substance use providers so we can encourage my students who are graduating to stay in rural Minnesota and not all flock to the cities where the, you know, the glitz and the glamour and the higher paying jobs are all at. So how can we incentivize those treatment providers?
We've talked about the Yellow Line Project before, which is a very specific to Blue Earth County, but I think about what the moving parts of that are, and one of the key things are exactly the kinds of people you're talking about, Thad, the folks who are the front line with people who are having addiction issues. And if there's a shortage of those folks, then that kind of puts a wrench in the spokes of something like that project, right?
Absolutely. And to further provide some doom and gloom, I was referencing a SAMHSA workforce report. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, it's the federal government's kind of research body into areas of substance use and mental health and how those two phenomenons co-occur. And so it's a federal program that gets federal dollars to kind of examine trends and to come up with treatment options. And kind of what people in my field, in the academic field and in the treatment providing field, look towards for answers for a number of questions. And one of the things they've been looking at recently was workforce development because of this current treatment provider shortage that we're experiencing. One of the challenging things, or I guess scary things, that they found was in Minnesota we have roughly, and this isn't an exact number, but around 2,600 treatment providers for substance use disorders. And of those 2,600, about 40% of them are over the age of 45. And so we not only currently have a shortage, but within the next 15 to 20 years, that shortage is to grow. And the thing about drug problems is they're not going anywhere. That's going to remain a static condition. And so we are going to have a problem that's not getting any better, and even less treatment providers. And so if we can anticipate that and do something with the treatment provider shortage today, it will pay dividends into the future.
Okay, well, thank you, Thad and Marnie. Thad Schunkweiler is an assistant professor in the Department of Health Science here at Minnesota State University, Mankato. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.